Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it seems like we're up again this fine day. I hope everybody's having a great day. I was hoping that my intro was going to start up, but it seems like it didn't go to the automatic startup for my show this evening. So let me give you my intro, and we'll go from there. By the way, welcome to the Parents Coaching Parent Network.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put it down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, once again, I say thank you for calling in and tuning in to the Parents Coaching Parent Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and I'm just going to give a quick overview and not be on the air too long today, but just give you an overview and let you know that the Parents Coaching Parent Network is back up on the air, and we will be on the air at this very same time each week at 12 noon, middle of the week, high noon, on Wednesday afternoon. So those parents that like to call in and talk to us during that time period, or if you have any questions involving the recruiting process, please feel free to give us a call at any time. You can reach us at 646-929-2416. I say it again, the number will be 646-929-2416. All right, and hopefully we'll hear from you. Hopefully you got some questions that we can help you out with in any way we can assist you, because we at the Parents Coaching Parent Network want to make sure that your athlete has the opportunity to gain an opportunity to get that college degree. We care sincerely and deeply that every student athlete with ability and talent is afforded the opportunity to get a college degree. That is our motto at the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And if we don't stick by that motto, then we're going to go ahead and give it up. You know, one thing I like to do is thank everybody. Over the last few months, I had taken some time off and haven't had the opportunity to come up on the air and share any of this good information with you parents. But I've been receiving a number of requests and folks reaching out to me on our Facebook page under the same name, Parents Coaching Parents, saying, hey, what happened to the show? You know, I have some questions about this. I have some questions about that. And I said, wow, you know, I didn't realize that the show was being missed that much. So on that note, I said, okay, I got to get myself together and get back out there and continue to provide that service to the folks who need that information. You know, not to say we here at the Parents Coaching Parent Network are experts, speaking of myself only, but we have a number of experts within our circle. You know, we've had folks that have been through the recruiting process. We have folks that work at some of that's involved with and work at some of the major recruiting process organizations throughout the country. We have folks that have had an assignment at the NCAA office. You know, we have folks that have made it on all the way through to the professional level so they can talk about first-hand experience. So we have those folks within our network, and we're going to utilize them and ensure that they're there to support our mission at the Parents Coaching Parent Network and make sure that you parents get everything you need to get your student athlete up, ready, and prepared to pursue their goal and their dream to play at the collegiate level. So what I'm going to do today And since this is one of my first shows back up on the air, what I'm going to do today, I'm just going to give you an outline of some of the things that we're going to cover over the next few months. And so hopefully you'll tune in to us and stick with us and be able to bring something to the table as far as some of your thoughts, ideas, concepts, problems, issues, whatever you may have that the Parents Coaching Parent Network can share with their listening audience. Now, remember, we are a network of parents. We are a network of parents that have been through the recruiting process or currently going through the recruiting process, and we are here to support you, parents, you. You know, we don't necessarily go out there and do the recruiting thing, but we're here to educate you to the point where you know what you have to do to get your child that athletic scholarship or in pursuit of that athletic scholarship. You know, we're not going to sit back and say, okay, we're going to guarantee you 100% every time that we're going to be able to put place a child in school. But guess what? I would say currently right now my rate is probably right at 95 to 99%. I think over the last 5 years since I've been doing this program, probably had two young men that didn't go to school. I have two young men that went to school and ended up coming back home. Sound like I have some calls calling in, but I'm going to go ahead and get some information out the way before we go on and answer some of these calls. So, caller, if you can hang on for a second, the Parents Coaching Parent Network will be with you shortly. You know, I often try to do my man a little piece for my man, Mr. Keith Wright, but I'm going to hold on to that for right now because I'm limited to how much time I'm going to be on the air this afternoon. But one thing I want to talk about is the recruiting process. And, parents, what I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you an outline of what we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks. So if you hear something that sounds interesting to you, know that we're starting here on week one with the outline, and each week I'm going to try to bring a new topic and new subject to the floor. So therefore, if you don't catch us this week, or if you hear me mention something in this particular show and know it's not coming up until week three or four, and you want to tune back in, then feel free to do so. But I would also encourage you, or would like to encourage you, to tune in anytime during the week and listen to our archive shows as well. So let's go straight into it there, parents. The recruiting process, the college recruiting process. Okay, recruiting, if we think about the term in itself, recruiting reminds us of, you know, military. And that's what we hear, you know, folks being recruited to go to the military or, you know, recruit training or, you know, recruited for various things. You know, but that word recruiting is not only stuck in the military language, but that word recruiting also plays a big part in corporate America and as well as our academia world as also. So what I want to do in our next show, which will be next Wednesday, and again, next Wednesday, if you have a call, you want to call in and talk to us, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. You know, next Wednesday, what I want to talk about, your role in the recruiting process. You know, I've had the opportunity to do some reading over the last few months or so, and I've came across some very good material looking at some of the sports magazines and some various articles that have been published in some of these sports magazines, and also picking up some additional literature as well. And I'll be sharing that information with you as time go on. But I've came to the point where I have enough material that to share with you, parents, that by the time we get done and we've covered everything that I'm going to list on this outline. If you are not thoroughly versed in the recruiting process, we have not done our job. We have not done our job. And our job, again, is we care so sincerely and so deeply that every student athlete with the ability and talent is afforded the opportunity to get a college degree, not just to go to college, to get a college degree, to get a college degree. And there's other programs out there that can support that issue and that thoughts as well. You know, like I said, the Parents Coach to Parent Network is not just the sole thought and brainstorm myself. There are other organizations out there that are here and in support of the Parents Coach to Parent Network. One of my main folks, I have to shout them out every time, and I'll probably be running their commercial later on as time goes on, is Apogee's Radio, which is an excellent program here on Blog Talk Radio, and it talks about athletic scholarships and the sporting industry as we look at it from an athlete's perspective as well as from a parent's perspective. But let me get into my outline and things we're going to talk about over the next few weeks. Your role, parents, in the recruiting process. Do you have a role in the recruiting process? Should you have a role in the recruiting process? If so, what should that role be? You know, parents, oftentimes we get involved in the recruiting process or hear about the recruiting process coming up, and we step back and allow our student athlete to move forward and do his or her own thing. Parents, we do have a role in the recruiting process, and we're going to talk about that role. Within that role, we should consider developing a support cast, or as many folks would like to say, a team of folks that will be there to support you, guide you. You know, that's what the structure of the Parent Coach and Parent Network is all about. So that will help you develop your team. And if there isn't anyone within the Parents Coach and Parent Network that can help you develop your team, then look around you in your immediate area. And we'll talk more about developing that team and putting together a solid team to support you during the recruiting process. And everything falls back to the recruiting process. You know, there are some elements that you need to have when you're looking at putting together this team, and we're going to talk about the adult team of adults that you should put together, and what are some of the things that they should be focusing on during the time period that you're going through the recruiting process. And the next thing we're going to cover, and this will probably be somewhere around week two or three, we're going to start talking about college admission, you know, getting into school. What are some of the factors that you need to be concerned with, you know, about getting into school? You know, the college admission process and the athletic scholarship process are two different factors. You know, does one outweigh the other? No, not necessarily so. But do remember this, at the end of the day and at the bottom of the barrel, if you are not accepted by that institution, you will not be attending that institution. So on that note, I may have to retract that statement and say, yes, the college admission process outweighs the athletic scholarship process, where you have to be accepted and admitted to that school in order to get in. And during that time, you know, the following week after that, we'll talk about schools that do not offer athletic scholarships. Now, why are we talking about schools that do not offer athletic scholarships? Because there are a number of schools out there that do not offer athletic scholarships, but they do offer various financial aid packages, that can also assist you and your student athlete in being successful in obtaining that college degree. So we'll talk about a number of them, and I will give you an example of quite a few of them schools, and I will also give you a list of those schools during that show as well. Then the next week we'll follow up by talking about schools that do offer athletic scholarships and more or less breaking down what is an athletic scholarship. You know, we talk about the schools that offer them, but we identify what is an athletic scholarship. The following week after that, we'll probably move into when should you begin the recruiting process? When should your student-athlete begin the recruiting process? You know, that this can go back and forth. Folks can be kind of fuzzy on when the process should actually start, things that should happen and shouldn't happen. Parents, you need to be aware of this. Please, 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 please be aware of this process. If your child has that desire, if your child has that desire, then you need to be aware of the process. And that probably be a continuing, I'll probably follow up that show with when they should prepare or when should they begin the recruiting process to looking at some of the steps that they should take in that recruiting process. And after we look at when they should prepare or begin the recruiting process and some of the steps they should take, then the next thing, we have to be realistic, and this will probably be, and I will hope this will be, the conversation that we all should be in tune with. We should all be on the same page. To evaluate your student athlete's potential. How to evaluate or judge your student athlete's as far as what level he or she will play at. What level will he or she play at, okay? And that is a conversation that we all need to have. That team that we decided to form should be a team that should be instrumental in helping you come to a solid determination as far as evaluating your student-athlete's potential. So, you know, things like that is most important that we need to be aware of. And if we stay on top of that, then we will have a successful chance on getting that athletic scholarship. Next topic we're going to hit will be, you know, how much does a high school coach play into this? If the high school coach is part of your team, how much would a high school coach play into helping you evaluate your child's potential? You know, a high school coach will have the opportunity to put your child into play on the field, on the court, you know, in the arena, wherever he or she is performing. The high school coach will have that time, but also there's a few other factors that we will be discussing and talking about during that particular show. Okay, and that show, like I said, in itself should be a very interesting show. You know, to include, we'll also talk pieces about, you know, the guidance counselors and their roles in the recruiting process as well. Next thing that we will address is showcasing your talent. How do you showcase your talent? You know, you may have a big game, football game, or you may score, you know, six goals or six touchdowns in one particular game, or you may have a big soccer game where you score eight goals in a particular game, or you have a game where you score 30 points on the basketball court. That's your talent at your local high school. where else would you need to showcase your talent? So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about showcasing your talent and how you can benefit from showcasing your talent. In that piece, I will cover something on, you know, our seniors. And oftentimes, you know, our high school seniors wait until the last minute to try to get things done. But I'll cover a little piece on that as well. And for those parents that have seniors that haven't had the opportunity to get involved in the recruiting process this time of year, you need to get to work. It's still not too late, but you need to get to work. And when I say get to work, you need to be extremely proactive on your pursuit right now. If you're just now still trying to obtain an athletic scholarship for the next upcoming school year. All right. And then once we get to the point of that, you know, thinking about things like when we start identifying schools and things of that nature, you know, what are some of the material that we need to send to these schools? What are some of the information that college coaches need to have to start making their determination? Because they need to look at certain things at certain times to see where you're at and see whether or not, okay, you actually have some valuable assets that they can benefit from, because that's what it all boils down to. You know, so we look at some of the things and figure out, okay, what do we need to send to college coaches? All right. Somewhere along the line, we're moving into week 5, 6, 7, somewhere around there. And at the different levels of schools. And what I mean by that, parents, you got to remember, you got Division 1, 2, and 3, but even more so within those divisions, you may have a Division 1, you know, the upper part of Division 1, then you may have what they consider a mid-major, and then you may have the lower part of the Division 1. You may have the same thing with your Division 2, may have some similar in with your Division 3. So you have to look at these different divisions and where your child will best fit in, Now, on that note, you know, that team that I told you to form right off the bat plays a big part in this and helping you to make that determination. This is where that team can be most valuable as far as who you select to be a part of that team. But we will talk about that extensively. And we will also talk about and get into a whole lot of detail and conversation on the benefits of attending a Division III school, which oftentimes, you know, parents have to frown their face up and think that, no, my son don't want to go to Division III or whatever. But we will talk about the benefits of attending a Division III school. Parents, we will move on from that week of you know, identify some of the different sports at your Division III level. We'll talk a little bit more about recruiting large number of high school students to the recruiting aspect of it. We'll try to break down and interpret some of the things that we need to see on some of the letters that we need to send to the coaches. We'll talk about the recruiting calendar and go very in detail on the recruiting calendar, because you need to know the recruiting calendar and you need to be familiar with terminology on the recruiting calendar. We'll talk about visits, unofficial and official visits. You know, we'll talk about the letter of intent, you know, and what does that really mean and what is. So, all in all, parents, we're going to have an exciting time period of going through the recruiting process. But next thing I want you to do, I want you to be familiar with what I said first was developing or putting together a team, and why should you be involved in the recruiting process. You have heard from Michael Scott, founder and CEO of the Parent Culture Parent Network, and we hope to hear from you real soon. Because, again, like I said, our motto at the Parents Culture Parent Network, we care sincerely and deeply that every student athlete with the ability and talent is afforded the opportunity to get a college degree, not just attend and play at the next level, but to get a college degree. Thank you, parents, and I hope to hear from you. If you ever have any questions, you can also reach us at pcphr@aol.com. When you want to call in, you can call, give us a call at 646-929-2416. Again, we'll see you next Wednesday at noon. Hope to hear from y'all. Have a good day. This is Michael Scott, the Parents Coaching Parent Network.